It's a real pleasure to be here at this meeting. What I'd like to do is talk to you today about what I'll call CIRM's grand experiment, which is the disease teams. I'm just going to talk very briefly, and then I'm going to allow actual representatives from four different disease teams to talk to you about different elements of it. But I did just want to tell you the ways in which I think this particular program that we have instigated is very different. It has unique elements. We provide comprehensive funding across a space that I think many of you have heard today, the words Valley of Death. And this Valley of Death certainly has always been there in the preclinical development space, certainly even in the preclinical research space, and now even probably through phase one, and through very novel therapeutic strategies such as cell and gene therapy, one would argue that it even persists into phase two. So I think CIRM really thinks that it's an opportunity to try and get these novel therapies that can really make a difference in people, make a difference to patients. And I remind you, that is what this whole disease team is about. It's bringing therapies to patients, and we're trying to see what we can do to foster that. So the one unique element, the comprehensive funding, means not just do we fund your preclinical proof of concept. We'll fund the IND-enabling toxicology study. We'll fund creating the SOPs to do manufacturing. We'll help you do all of these things because this is what it actually takes to get into the clinic. And for those of you who've tried to cobble together grants from three or four different funding agencies in order to do some of this, we think this can make a big difference in moving things faster. Another unique element of it, and you've heard this from many people today, is multidisciplinary team, or it takes a village. This is obviously true when you're talking about therapy development. You need your biologist who has a real understanding of the basic biology of what's going on because they can help with the characterization. They can help with talking about what are the mechanisms of action that lead to potency assays. You need your people to pay attention to manufacturing, to develop the process scale-up that actually allows you to make enough cells consistently to go into patients so you know when you get results you're getting them with the same population. You need someone who knows about the regulatory. My gosh, going through the regulatory path, particularly for novel therapies, is actually a really big deal. There's not a blueprint. We're defining the blueprint. So you need people to think about that. You need your pharmacologists, you need your toxicologists, and then you need your clinicians. And your clinicians are the ones who talk to patients who can tell you what the patient needs, what makes sense. And so all of these people are really critical to, they're part of the team. So that's another element of this. Another element is milestones. Patients are waiting. And so we try and focus on critical, we try and encourage the teams to focus on those critical path activities that will really move them forward and try and get things into the clinic and through the clinic faster. Finally, another one is project management. And a project manager, we've insisted on project management for every single one of our disease teams. And we think that's critical as well because they try and they coordinate the people. They keep them on track. They encourage them to think about the different elements, what is critical path, what has to be done before something else needs to be done. Finally, we've also introduced the element of external advice, both to CIRM and to the teams. We bring in people from the venture community, ex-FDA people, disease experts, pharmacologists, toxicologists, and people who have experience in industry and actually bringing things to market to talk to the teams and to us about competitiveness, about making their milestones, about what are the key things they're thinking of. And so this is an element. And another critical element that actually has been incorporated in this whole meeting is partnering. You've heard that some therapies, this may be less true for autologous. I actually believe autologous have the opportunity to be hospital-based. But you're still talking about certain kinds of things that may be subject to commercialization, like the company that makes the vector. But certainly in allogeneic therapies and small molecules and monoclonal antibodies, these are typically the purview of an industry. And so we're trying to, as part of our multidisciplinary team, as part of all of this, we're trying to foster relationships with industry and with the businesses that can help make you successful. And so this another thing that we're encouraging is when you think about it, CIRM is only going to be able to probably fund through phase two at the best. And for certain things, we'd really like to encourage partnering early. If we really are trying to bring things to patients, we want to make sure there's someone who can work with you to carry them forward. And so that's an important element in what we're doing as well. What we're going to hear from today is many different aspects of our first disease team, our disease team one. You can see that it actually started earlier than what our upcoming disease team two is. You know, it's actually still in the research phase, and we're asking people to target an IND at the end. And so there's all these elements here, and we're going to hear from different members of our panel talking about different ones of them. So Dr. Dennis Carson, who is our first speaker, he's a director emeritus and professor of medicine at the Hematologic Malignancy Program at UC San Diego. And he's going to talk to us about how stem cell biology can inform cancer treatment and some of the reagents they're developing that are really making this strategy possible. Dr. Carson.